ready to retire and get the nice cushion analyst job? And what happened? How did it change?
No, I mean, Fox offered me a great opportunity to basically be able to be a part of the game, I guess from a game analyst side of it. So I took that opportunity, but, you know, I made very clear to them they knew I still wanted to play football, so if the opportunity came, I was going to take it. So that's what we're talking about right now.
And were you aware, like, back in 07, the big hullabaloo, when you were waiting to get drafted, I'm sure you were nervously waiting, and the Dolphins didn't pick you, they picked Ginn, and the big, almost a revolution here. Were you aware of that?
I heard about it at some point. I mean, to be honest, you know, with you, I thought I was going to Miami. So it's kind of crazy to think, almost 8 years later now, I finally made it here.
And where do you hope to fit in? What do you really, what's your goal?
With whatever the team needs me for. That's the biggest thing. You know, right now it's just about getting down the offense, getting used to the system, and, you know, meeting my teammates. You know, I mean, it's the first day out here. So although I've played with some of these guys on different teams and know some of them from playing against them, you still want to get to know them.
Talk about just getting that next chance. I mean, I'm sure you've got to be excited about that as well.
Yeah. Anytime you have the opportunity to come out and compete and, be a part of a team, it's an unbelievable experience. I mean, playing this game for a living, I feel incredibly lucky and blessed always to be out here. And even in this heat like this, man, it's great to be out here working out, throwing.
Do you have any other offers from any other teams?
No, I had a couple workouts and a couple opportunities. And, this ended up kind of being the best situation for me. I've actually lived down here now for about 5 years in the offseason. So it's close to home for me, per se. And just getting married this past March makes it even better, being able to be close to my wife.
Brady, what was it that made you thought you're heading here? Was it just a conversation you had with her?
No, actually, this all kind of came about in the past few days. At that time, I had heard word from a very, very good source that something was going to happen that next day. But we had heard a lot of things before the draft, and you never really know what to believe or who to believe. So obviously that didn't take place, and, you know, it's just a story now.
Some of the younger guys were saying they were a little starstruck seeing you out here. Does that make you feel old yet?
I feel a little bit old. One guy, when I met him yesterday when I was here, kind of said something along those lines, so I was kind of taken back by it. It's just weird being the older guy around here, especially in the quarterback room. I know Matt and I are two of the older guys, obviously.
Brandon Albert really talked well about you, just your work ethic, your pro, and he's pulling for you.
Oh, yeah, every quarterback's glad to have that guy on your blind side. I mean, he does a tremendous job, and he's the ultimate teammate. You know, I remember playing back with him in 2012. I mean, that guy was battling through injuries just to play and just to be out there to protect your blind side. So he's a guy who gives us all, his body, everything he's got, he's going to give it to this team, and I'm just happy to be a part of a team with him on it.
What about this scheme, this motion? Does this offense look complex to you?
There's some similarities of things I've done in the past. Obviously, again, you've got to get adjusted to the playbook, the terminology. Those are the biggest hurdles. Everyone has similar concepts with the way they run it. They just call it something different. So, it's like speaking Spanish and English and all these different languages. You got to figure out a different way of communicating it to the huddle and then executing it out on the field.
You have something to prove to yourself, to the league, to just everyone out there?
Yes, I feel to myself. I've always, hoped for an opportunity to be able to, play in this league and play at a high level. I felt like I really did that last preseason in Seattle. Had an opportunity to go out there, and, we all, three in that quarterback room really played really well. Unfortunately, they only kept two, and that was the end of that. But, I really felt like I was playing some of my best football last preseason, and hopefully I can continue that into this season.